We'll continue our theme of compassion this time by also introducing some visualization of other people, of ourselves, also using phrases. So if you're very familiar with doing metta practice, loving kindness practice, then yeah, this will be familiar with you. And if it's new to you, that's okay too. I shall be guiding us through. So finding your seat, finding your seat. So again, establishing this foundation of mindfulness of the body, feeling the feet on the floor, feeling the legs on the ground. And the sense of the earthiness of this can be really helpful. And the idea here is that an object with a heavy base is very stable. And so this is really true for us too. So feeling the attention moving down in the body. And when we can feel that contact with the ground, it can really support us to be with everything else that comes and goes. So how does that feel now to feel the ground and to take your seat? And as we settle and arrive, also checking in with other parts of the body. So noticing the hands, the gentle intention to let the hands be at ease. So there's nothing to cling to or grasp. So they can be soft. Noticing the shoulders. It can be nice to think of giving attention to the shoulders. How does that feel? So maybe they're tense and tight and aching. Maybe they feel more at ease. So how is it to really attend to the shoulders, to notice them, to breathe with them. And then being aware of the face. So here we can have a soft intention to release any frown. And to let those muscles around the eyes be soft. To allow the jaw to be at ease. And then widening the awareness to a sense of the whole body. So aware of the whole body, just present here. Sunday afternoon. Nothing to fix or achieve or get right. Just present. Awareness of the whole body. And within this embodied awareness, allowing the breath to be in the foreground. Perhaps around the chest or the belly. Sometimes we can sense the breath in the whole body. This movement. So allowing the attention to rest on the breathing. And from this foundation of breath and body, we can begin to put center stage this cultivation of friendliness and compassion. And so now choosing a person who for you would be the easiest place to begin with. Maybe somebody who has helped you out, who's inspired you, maybe who's been a mentor, who's taken care of you. Maybe a person that you admire even though you've never met. Some people find it helpful to bring to mind a pet whose friendliness feels straightforward. So seeing who comes to mind, a person who for you is the easiest place to begin with, someone who's looked out for you, who's cared for you, who's inspired you perhaps. See who comes to mind. So, an image or a sense of this person, and then from time to time, just as if you were dropping a pebble into a pond, from time to time dropping in these phrases of well-wishing. May you be safe. May you be peaceful. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be peaceful. May you live with ease. Staying in touch with the breath and the body as you offer these good wishes. Checking in once again with the body and with the breath, staying connected, that sense of the ground and the seat and the breathing. So an image or a sense of this person, and then just from time to time, offering these good wishes. May you be safe. May you be peaceful. May you live with ease. Now, as you stay with the body and the breath and the sense of this person, reflecting that just like you, they have joys and also sorrows in their life, times of loss or disappointment, worries, concerns. Tough times. And remembering that this is true of all of us, of all human beings. Pains as well as the pleasures, the loss as well as the gain. Blame as well as the praise. So an image or a sense of this person, and in the midst of also what is more difficult, wishing them well. So may you be well. May you be safe. May you be peaceful. May you live with ease in the midst of the joys and the sorrows of this life. In the midst of them, may you live with ease. Staying in touch with the body and the breath as you offer the phrases. Remembering that at any time it can be skillful to open the eyes if things feel more overwhelming. Taking the room around you. Also, resourcing ourselves by sensing the body, the legs, the feet, the hands. So, staying in touch with the body and the breath. So, you sense this person. Now allowing the foreground of attention to shift a little and bringing to mind this person as they really look at you and how is it to receive their gaze, to receive their caring attention. To be in the presence of this person and feel or imagine what that's like. And how would they be when they heard about the joys and sorrows of your life? The ups and downs, the pains. The tough times, disappointments. So how would they be sensing their presence, their care, their warmth? Wishes you well in the midst of the joys and sorrows of a human life. And the sense of that person can be here as we begin to offer ourselves phrases of good wishes. May I be safe. May I be peaceful. May I live with ease in the midst of the joys and sorrows of this life. So, staying in touch with the body and the breath as you offer yourself these good wishes. And allowing the image or sense of this person just to gently fade into the background, widening the awareness to include all of us practicing together this afternoon. Being open to both offering and receiving Good wishes. Good wishes that can be with us in the midst of the joys and the sorrows, the good days and the tough days, the ups and the downs, that we all have part of being human. So may we be safe. May we be peaceful. May we live with ease in the midst of all that life brings. Offering and receiving good wishes. And letting this sense of friendliness and compassion, of goodwill, expand further still, and feel or imagine that it can expand in all directions, to the north and the south, the east and the west, above and below. Perhaps the sense of people in different places, different stages of life, different challenges. And allowing these good wishes to include animals, to include other species, to open to the sense of a boundless care and compassion for all beings. In all directions, feel or imagine, sense that these good wishes can permeate, saturate, suffuse all directions, above, below, in front, behind, and offering the phrases, may all beings be safe, may all beings be peaceful, may all beings live with ease in the midst of the joys and the sorrows of this life. May all beings be free. Now, as we come towards the end of this practice, allowing any images to just settle into the background, to let go of the phrases and return to the simplicity of this body, this moment. And settling into the stillness.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.